It's time to raise the roof for our latest regular season episode. Welcome back, everyone, to this latest episode of Raise the Roof. I'm your host, Alex Murphy. With me, as always, my co-host, Evan Gibson. Gibby, how we doing?
We're doing good, Alex. We're doing good. Let's see. Nothing in life really, just more school and work, but Rays, they keep going and we keep thriving. So 500 Mendoza line. We love it. We love it. We shall
Goodbye.
not pass. It shall not pass again.
It would be nice if they were able to get over it. And we'll see what happens because there's still one game left in this Red Sox series. But the Rays did win tonight as of this recording. We're recording this Wednesday night. Rays just won 4-3 against the Red Sox. Very competitive game. Rays scored 3 runs, I believe, in the sixth inning to be able to take the lead 4-2. Gave up a run on a Rafi Devers homer, and then bullpen was able to close it out late. We have plenty to talk about so far with this series. We have plenty to talk about with the Yankees series. Guys have gotten healthy. Aranda's back. Lau might have a setback. Brandon Lau might have had a setback. We'll see what happens with that and what the MRI is looking like. Fairbanks is back from the IL. We have guys that moved up and moved down. A lot of things like that. This team is getting healthier, and I think at the same time, this team is also getting better. As we've seen with guys like Fairbanks so far in his few outings that he's had since coming off the IL. So all of those things are very, very good for the Rays.
Trimming some of the fat, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Also, for you football fans out there, happy NFL schedule release day. I know that the Bucks released pretty cool video. I think it was like local artists in Tampa and in the Tampa Bay area created different prints and things like that in regards to the different opponents that the Bucks are going to be playing this season.
Yeah, it was very thoughtful, very thoughtful.
Yes, as always, the Chargers absolutely blitzed everyone and
Unlike the
threw so many strays at people. I mean, even at the
it
Bucks,
was crazy. I didn't know.
there was that like photo of AB coming off the field after he threw his jersey. It was
Yeah.
like in the very back with all that. If you guys
I
were.
don't know. I don't know how they do that in The Sims, but that's crazy.
It's wild. So that happened. All you Bucks fans, you guys
I'm
can
sure
know.
the three Chargers fans really enjoyed that one,
Hey,
and
Evan's a Chargers fan. He
that's
cares.
coming from a Rays fan.
Hey, Evan's a Chargers fan. He cares.
It's true.
So
That's
all you
true.
Bucks
That's
fans
true.
and football fans, all of those schedules have been released today, I believe tonight. So you can go check those out. Should be very, very exciting as the football season always is. But this is a baseball podcast, so we're going to try to keep it as baseball focused as possible. Like I said, Yankee series so far with this Red Sox series, injuries, and plenty more coming up on this episode. Before we really get into things, first off, be sure to follow this podcast on all platforms if you guys can, or whatever platforms you guys have. We're most
Please.
prominently on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Be sure to subscribe. Follow us, leave us a review, hopefully a 5-star review. Share this with your friends, your family, anyone who's a Rays fan or a baseball fan that wants to get a new podcast into their podcast feed. That's what we're here for. As well, we wanted to shout out our sponsors, SeatGeek, In the Clutch, and 1771 Designs. You guys can use discount code RAISETHEROOF in all caps for $20 off your first purchase on SeatGeek. And 10% off any In the Clutch order. You can also use our link at 1771 Designs. It's the same Raise the Roof, but only the R, the T, and the R are capitalized. Everything else is lowercase. Use that code for 15% off any purchase anytime with them. So without further ado, let's get into this podcast. And one thing I wanted to say about my professional journalism career, which hopefully we'll include maybe covering some Rays games in the future. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it would be great if I was able to get some credentials for games. But I did finally get a chance to cover my first professional sporting event as post grad, as an actual professional journalist last night, which was pretty sick. I got to go cover the Mystics WNBA season opener against Liberty, which was sick.
Yo,
It was a lot of
WNBA
fun.
is up.
It was a lot of fun. It was a very competitive game, a lot of fun.
Hey, and I'm sure they're all enjoying. There's a new charter flight policy
There is.
league wide now, and that's great for them. I can't imagine seeing Caitlin Clark in a fucking economy. That would be a mortal sin to put her in economy class.
She's going to DC twice this year. So they already put one of those games at the Wizards Arena, Capital One.
Yeah, it's
I assume that they're going to put both of them there.
She's going to, I mean.
She's getting numbers.
Getting numbers. The numbers are going up for the WNBA. She's, I saw a tweet. It was kind of funny. It was all, so they're all on the team plane. It's like a video of them getting on the team plane for the first time. The Fever, Indiana Fever. And the quote tweet is, Caitlin Clark really changed these broke lives.
Bro, that's not nice.
No, it was like a funny joke. It was funny.
Well, just as the bread is going up with the WNBA, hopefully, the Rays talk about going up as well. Big win tonight to be able to get 2-1 in this series, secure at least a series split. Also, I was going to say, as WNBA revenues are hopefully going up and the vibes are going up, bullpen ERA and team ERA is going down for the Rays.
Let's go.
Slowly. Let's go. Slowly but surely. It's still bottom third in baseball in both, but it's going down, which is the most important thing. And we've seen that, especially tonight. Really, really good performances. Kevin Kelly was great in the ninth inning. Pete was fantastic in the eighth inning. We had Maton gave up the home run to Rafi, but overall, bullpen looks solid. I feel like that's kind of been the story of this series, is that the bullpen has been continued to get better and better. I don't know what your thoughts are about the bullpen, but I mean, what have you seen out of them recently?
I mean, even in this Red Sox series, I mean, last night I went into extras and they were able to, I mean, even though we lost the game in the end, able to stave it off for a while. I mean, our last two guys, there was some, but I mean, had to use a lot of guys last night, so we needed pretty good start from Taj. I think we got it, two runs, and then offense took care of the rest in like the sixth inning. And then in the Yankee series, I mean, things got a little hectic with Tyler Alexander, but that's not really bullpen. Sean Armstrong came in, didn't do too great either. He's been pretty good all season, or pretty good all season. Some hiccups here and there, but Kevin Kelly's been impressive. I mean, Pete Fairbanks just got off IL. He looks good again. He looks like, I mean, I feel like today when he came in, and he came in the eighth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When he came in the eighth, I felt like he really wanted that ninth inning. And how many pitches he have?
I don't even know. It was probably
it was two strikeouts. It was sub 15.
Yeah,
two strikeouts.
There were not that many. I would say
it was classic Pete Fairbanks. I mean, that's what we've kind of wanted to see from him. I mean, because like this first quarter of the season, he's looked a little bit shaky in situations, and he's gotten very wild in his pitches, a lot of walks, but not today, not recently. So it's good to see Pete back up. And yeah, the bullpen is just getting better by the day. I mean, it just comes from having guys who are always rocks. Even when our stuff was going a little bit wild with our bullpen, there were still guys that were wheeling and dealing. And I mean, I think that just helps stabilize when you have a lot of guys you're confident in. And then the guys who aren't so good can kind of adjust and fit more in line with the results we want. But
overall bullpen's been very solid recently. There have been a few hiccups here and there, but the hiccups have become more minimal by the game and by the week, which has been good. I do want to say, in contrast to that, the offense has been, it's delivered at times, but it seems like it's really sputtering, especially over these last two games. I know that they had the two big hits with runners in scoring position tonight to be able to get three runs and take the lead. But even tonight, they had struggles with runners in scoring position and left guys on. Last night was a nightmare when it came to that kind of stuff. I don't understand what happened with the Rays in that 12-inning game. A game that the Rays should have won, ended up losing it, but the Rays should have won that game. I mean, regardless, the offense was very, very piss poor last night. Was a little bit better tonight, but I mean, still, That the game yesterday, I didn't really get a chance because I was coming back from the Mystics game. I didn't really get a chance to watch it that much. But when I saw the replay in the 11th,
Erasmo?
No, of Manuel. Yeah, in the 11th when the double play that didn't happen or that should have happened didn't happen, that very much angered me. And I feel like it's a combination of me expecting him to know what to do. And I would assume that even down in AAA and anywhere in the minors, they're doing PFPs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would only make sense. And even though he hasn't really been up with the Rays that much or that long this season in his current stint, I feel like they would have at least in at some point before a game or during an off day, whatever it is, work on PFPs. Because I don't understand what in his mind triggered him to go to second base, knowing I assume that he knew that the infield was in on that. I would assume that he got the memo that the infield was going to be in. And the ball was hit right to him. He was facing home plate. So all he needed to do was just step and throw to home. Even if they don't get the guy at first, who damn fast runner going to first, you get the out at home, and then it's first and second with two outs instead of it being, what was it? First, what I think it was second, and it might have just been second. And then the run scored from there. So you have a 4-3 game with two outs and runners on first and second versus a 4-4 game with two outs and another guy in scoring position. So, I mean, it probably was just a mental lapse because he's a young kid, but that was frustrating to watch.
Yeah, he just definitely hesitates there for a second. And then at that point, you really just got to throw it to first. I mean, but yeah, he definitely should have come home with it. I mean, there's no time to make, like, I think he thought there's like a double play opportunity maybe. So he was thinking about second for a second because there was a guy on first, right? And he was running to second, but
yeah,
he wasn't going to get him. So for some reason, I think he was trying to go get a double play, but yeah, it really should have just come home with it. And then he probably would have gotten the guy at first too, potentially. Well, never. I don't think so.
I mean, you don't know, but.
But protecting the run is the most important part.
Yeah. For sure. So winnable game there that they ended up losing. They win the first game of the series. So like I said, they've at least secured a series split, which is what you want to do in a 4-game set. And then we go to last weekend or the weekend against the Yankees. Just absolutely brutal series there.
It was brutal.
Winnable games. Just like the first time they played the Yankees. Winnable games.
Yep. Games one, and I mean, game one, definitely. You want that game back every day. I mean, you got six hits, no runs. I mean, I feel like we were just getting, it's just kind of like the story of the season. There's guys that are just in the moment cold, I guess, and the pitching around them. I mean, Johnny DeLuca didn't really show up that game. I mean, a lot of guys didn't. Harold, Rosarena. I mean, and that's like, 1-2, yeah, there's like a gap. There's clear and obvious chasms here where the production just ceases. I mean, there's like a hit here and then no, and then two guys are cold. So we're getting runners in scoring position in that game. It's just they got away with it. And then that was the game with Clay Holmes exploding in the end. I mean, I know you can't blame it all on that ump call, but that ump call was terrible in the end, but you know, you should have, we had so many scoring opportunities before that, but yeah, definitely should have capitalized on Clay Holmes literally imploding on the mound. But you know, the ump had different decisions, but obviously you got 8 innings before that to kind of not be in that situation where an idiot can make one stupid call, very stupid call. That pitch was fucking, that was off.
That was a really, really bad. I couldn't
fucking believe that.
That was such a bad call. And again, the Rays need to score so that that call doesn't
become
important. But they didn't score, so that call became important. I will say, I think I saw something that the Rays are one of the worst teams in terms of getting calls for slash against. in baseball. I think that they're definitely one of the highest teams in terms of getting calls against them as opposed to for them, which isn't really great to hear. I feel like at a certain point, criticizing umpires is a moot point, only because you need to be able to win the game. As much as like an umpire, yes, there have been many occasions where one call has affected the outcome of an entire game. It is important to note that pitch, even if called a ball, would have only resulted in a full count. So it's not like it would have resulted in a walk and then he would have immediately.
Wait, did he have? I thought he had Paredes 3-2.
No, I saw it was 2-2. And then pitch. Oh, it was 2-2. Yeah. And then if it would have been called a ball, it was 3-2. So he still could have been, he still could have struck out in that at bat. It's not like, you know, that pitch determined whether he was getting on base or not.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that at a certain point, it's not smart to blame the umpires. It's, you have to look at what the team is doing. But there are occasions, and I think way more often than there should be now, that umps just aren't getting calls right when they should be.
Yeah, very crucial spot in the game. But, yeah, you got to go back to, like, just all the guys you had on second. And, I mean, I feel like we were getting thrown out on the base pass a lot.
So many bad base running mistakes.
Yeah, there was like three outs on bases. Just terrible game. Yeah, it's no good. I mean, bullpen did everything they could. Two runs, and that was just from one was from Armstrong and one was from Taj. Yeah, and I got that right too. Remember that? That was crazy.
Yes. Taj's first start. You hit that on the money. This is why you guys should listen to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Six innings, one run, right on the money.
Sit down and fucking listen, all right? Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good call from you. And he's looked good in his first two.
Yeah, he looked good in this start, too. I mean,
he did.
God damn, I love his fucking smile, dude. He's so fucking, not that he's, like, beautiful, but, like,
his smile radiates. Oh my God.
He radiates, dude. It's like he's got good energy. I like, you want him vibes on your baseball team. I love him.
I like the good vibes for sure. Yeah, so that Yankee series, the one win was the City Connect game. The Rays are now 6-1 in City Connects, I think, this season.
Yeah, 6-1.
Which is
one
wild.
Shitty game against the White Sox.
Yeah. Yeah, that game wasn't great. Another game that shouldn't have gone the way that it did, but it did. But yeah, so the Rays lost 2 out of 3. Was a bad way to end the homestand. Still a successful homestand. They won 6 of 9. So that's a 6.67 winning percentage. That's what you want to do. If you want to try to win series, that most series, 3-game series, that's 2 out of 3. So them getting 2 out of 3 over the course of that homestand was definitely great and was a good point to move forward on, especially that 5-game winning streak. They needed that. They desperately needed that.
Yeah. But goddamn, Alex, a lot of fucking Yankee fans in that last series.
Yes. Yes.
Not a lot of Rays fans.
Yeah, that was.
As a Rays fan who doesn't go to very many, I haven't been to Yankees game since I think when we played them maybe in the playoffs that one year. I forgot what year that was, but yeah, I have not been to a Yankees game in a while just because, I mean, there's just like, as a Rays fan, there's so much incentive to like just go to another game because, I mean, the ticket prices do go a little bit up during Yankees games. I mean, I wish they usually open up this third deck for Yankees games, but I don't know. There has been a slight drop in attendance this year, so.
Yeah.
But
they got people, but it was definitely majority Yankees fans.
Yeah, so I never look at the Yankees series with too much attention just because that's just the way it works with how many Yankees fans are down here. Like the kind of Tampa connection. A lot of them are just like local Tampa people who refuse to be Rays fans, which is kind of lame. If you're one of those, you're lame. But, you know, if you're actually from New York and you came down here, or like second generation, you know.
Yeah, I find that frustrating. The people that are Tampa sports fans except for the Rays.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They'll be like a Bucks fan.
Me with Philly sports for the most part. I'm a fan of every Philly.
You got to be. You got to represent the whole the whole shebang.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if I should be the one who's representing that well, considering the teams that I currently support. I'm not the
But
right
you know,
person for it.
you're not really from like
I'm not
you're from
from the
around
Tampa
Philly.
Bay. Well,
You're not
I
from
guess I'm
around.
well, I was gonna say, I guess I'm more of a unique case. Well, no.
There's like three teams you could have picked that are like in your general proximity.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just trying to think because I'm sure that a lot of those people, there are ties to New York. I don't know the rest of it, but I would assume that there are definitely some ties to New York. Like, I had no ties to the Rays other than like coming down to the area for spring training, and the Rays were nearby. That was pretty much it. Like, there wasn't really anything else that was included in that. But yes, many Yankees fans at the Trop during the series. That is something that we could definitely say, and that's something that a lot of people witnessed, not only on TV, but in person over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
As we talked about, the Rays do have one more game in this Red Sox series. That is tomorrow. The trying to pull up everything right now. Tomorrow at 7. So kind of a bad, I don't want to say a bad break because they are going to play Toronto, so it's not that far of a plane ride, especially being all the way up in Boston. You know, Canada's pretty close, so it's probably not that bad, which is the reason why they had it at a 7:10 start. But yeah, the Rays end it tomorrow night. They have Zach Littell against Rays legend Cooper Criswell, who has decided to actually become God for reasons I have no clue why, because he was atrocious last year and showed no signs of being a good player. And then the Rays got rid of him. And then he went to the Red Sox, and now he's really good with the Red Sox for absolutely no reason. So that's fun.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, another example of that, Vidal Brujan doing pretty good with Miami right now too. So,
Yeah,
I
he
mean, not
is.
he's doing pretty good. I mean, looks a little bit better than league average. A little bit better
Yeah, he
right
is.
now.
I don't
He
want
was a
to
little
admit it,
hot
but
at the
he
beginning
is.
of the season too. He was at like 300. He's kind of cooled down off a bit.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
want to admit it, but he
Yeah, I
definitely
mean, yeah,
is.
we used to rail on him, dude. Like,
I mean, for good reason. It's not like he was good.
I mean, I remember
He they had him for
early
like 3
seasons.
years and he was objectively not good any of those 3 years.
Early seasons of the pod, we would like talk. They were talking about how we bring him up, and like he was gonna be like really good. I bet we just got disappointed by that, and then you know he eventually something's gonna happen.
It
Like he
was.
was too good at AAA to like.
Yeah,
Just it did not have to
it was
correlate, but
painful to watch him. I'll say
it was
it was
painful.
painful.
Painful, yeah. But
But
what
yeah, so we
topic
got
were
that
we
game tomorrow,
on?
Littell against Criswell, and then we have the 3-game set against Toronto over the weekend. First game is going to be on Apple TV for those who have it, Friday Night Baseball, Apple TV. We have, I would assume, Tyler Alexander, if not an opener, going in front of Tyler Alexander against Chris Bassett. Then we have on Saturday, 3:07 p.m. start, Eflin against Kevin Gausman. And then on Sunday, 1:37 p.m. start, Aaron Civale against Alek Manoah. So interesting outing on Friday. I would have two good pitchers pitching on Saturday when they're both on. Gausman on way more than Eflin. And then absolute shit show on Sunday.
Yeah, is that Savali's game?
Yeah, that's
The last game.
Savali against Alek Manoah. Go
Oh my
God.
God. Yo, that third time around is gonna be crazy.
This is gonna be.
Hey, on May 19th, watch for the fourth inning. 'Cause that's
If
gonna
you
be
like
like
good
that's gonna
baseball, do
be
not watch the Rays against the Blue Jays on Sunday, May 19th.
Don't watch past the sixth inning.
Yeah, it could be pretty bad. It could get pretty bad. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I have no
They
faith in
might,
either pitcher to do anything.
yeah. Hey, hopefully Savali can turn around this season. Hey,
You would think it's gonna happen at some point.
Mass is equaling gas here, and I mean both of those pitchers on Sunday, you know, huge mass ass with two S's. Mass.
It's such a brutal game. That's not going to be fun to watch, but we'll get through it. I mean, is there anything more that you're looking for in the Red Sox series? It's going to be tough against Criswell just because he's been a really good pitcher for the Red Sox this year. And Littell has been good, but again, he's gotten hit. So I would assume on paper probably slightly favors the Red Sox in terms of the pitching matchup.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're looking for in this in the series finale?
I mean, just keep up the productive offense, you know. We're like fifth in the league in steals right now, a lot of speedy guys. So I mean, just getting on base, whatever means necessary, getting to first, we can get to scoring position really easily, stealing bases. So let's just keep that up. Production in the offense, because Littell might need it if Chris Wells doing real good. Hopefully we can pull out the series win. It's hard in four game series because, you know, you got to win 3-1 instead of just 2-3. So it's always an open book, but, you know, hopefully they can do something about it. And we really got to start climbing up with these wins here because, you know, we're quarter through the season, a little bit under 500. Got to, like, steal back some wins, you know, because kind of racing against the remainder, even though there's a lot of baseball left.
Yeah.
For sure. And then you got to start stealing some wins from these teams. So stealing a win from the guy who's been really productive for the Red Sox all year against one of our, I mean, Littell's been pretty good too, but in some situations, not so much. So yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. But Blue Jays series also, I mean, just going to come down to the starters. Eflin and Savali's got to pick it up really, but Eflin's been here and there, you know. I mean, everything's been kind of wish-washy this season, so maybe I should just forget the first eighth of the season and try to focus on this last eighth that we've kind of had some more success in. But yeah, Blue Jays series will be interesting. Got to get Alek Manoah back to AAA.
Yeah, I mean, he's only made two starts so far up in the bigs. So
key players, you want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that the keys to this series are pretty simple. The Blue Jays are a team that are going to try to hit home runs as much as possible. So try to keep them in the ballpark, try to neutralize
Vladdy's ass in the yard.
Yes. And try to neutralize the fans, because Toronto fans are very, very good. Toronto fans, they travel and they also make a lot of noise and they come out to games. So
because, yeah, you've nationalized the entire Canadian fan base. It's like basically California. Huge fan base.
It is, yeah. So if you can, I mean, just try to find a way to neutralize the fans, get some early runs, get something going, momentum for the rest of the series. But for your players for the series, who you got as your pick a player?
Ooh, thinking about the pitching. What, we got Tyler Alexander on the first game of this year?
That's what I would assume. There's nothing
less than three earned runs, Tyler. And that's going to be my key to the first game and to the series. Just Tyler, don't do what you did on, when was that? I guess the Yankees.
Yeah, that was on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Six earned runs. Yeah. And this is just as kind of, maybe even a little more power than what the Yankees have. I mean, the Yankees have some guys who are very powerful, but Red Sox might have a little more power spread out throughout the lineup. So, we'll see how Tyler does with that, and it'll be very important for him to keep it not too high scoring. So that'd be good.
You got anyone for the hitting side?
And then Randy for the hitting side.
I like it. Keeping it simple.
Because, I mean, I feel like when he does get a hit, it's like we're going to win, you know?
I like it. I'm going to go with Savali, and I'm going to go with Jose Siri. Siri just came off a multi-hit game tonight, which has become kind of an anomaly with him this season. So hopefully he can keep up the same thing. And then Savali's just got to work through the fifth inning. I don't know what his issue is with the fifth inning. You're not in Ohio anymore. Life is no longer bad because you are not in Ohio. So just pitch better. Like, you don't have to live in Ohio. We get it. Life becomes gradually better. Just,
yeah. Yeah,
Julian. It's good. I don't even care if I'm trashing on Ohio, man. Nothing can end hunger in Ohio. That's all I'm saying.
No, but, since my girlfriend's up there, you know, that was at her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's good. It's good.
She's got to realize, though.
No, she knows. She knows.
She knows. But yeah, no.
She says she gets Ohio depressant when she arrives at the airport. Like, there's just like a gray. Like, every time you come to go to Ohio, it's just like fucking gray. It's gray all the time.
That's not what you want to hear. That's not what you want to hear at all. But I mean, in all truth, you know, Savali's just got to get his shit together and shove. At some point, something's, you know, push will come to shove, and he's just got to get his shit together. So hopefully he can do that in this series coming up this weekend against the Jays. But I think, we already mentioned a bunch of guys going up and down. Jonathan Aranda got called up. Austin Shenton
went
back
today
to AAA. Too. Fairbanks got called back up, or not called back up, but came back up, got activated off the IL. So hopefully guys will be healthier in the future. Don't know. We don't know what's going on with Brandon Lau right now. He got there might be some concern with his oblique injury that could keep him down in the minors for longer and or just keep him injured for longer. So we'll see what's going on with that. I know a lot of people are clamoring for Junior to come up. He's been really, really good with the Durham Bulls, both with his bat and with his glove. He's played in a number of different positions. I know that they put him at second base a couple days ago, if not yesterday, and he's probably going to be taking some reps there. So there's definitely a lot with that. I hope he gets called up soon. I don't know when it's going to happen, but he should. And I mean, the minor leagues are looking pretty good. There's a lot of prospects that are coming up, a lot of prospects that are looking good. But I think the most important thing is that the Rays are starting to get healthier as a team. And the healthier that they get, the more that the guys who we expected to be the producers on this team, the leaders on this team, the main guys on this team, the more that they gel together, I think the more that they'll be able to step up from there. So hopefully that correlation will happen. I don't know, but it would be nice if that correlation would happen. We'll have to see. Any more thoughts from you before we conclude the episode?
Josh Lowe, handsome guy.
Yes.
Ryan Bass, I saw him in person for the first time. Top five most beautiful men I've ever seen in my life.
It's incredible. That's we'll leave it at that.
I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening.
Yeah, that's an incredible way to end the pod. But yeah, I think with that being said, that's going to conclude things on this latest episode of Raise the Roof. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. Thank you guys, as always, for your support. If you guys don't follow us on social media, we are at Raise the Roof TB on both Twitter/X and Instagram. Make sure to follow us there. As we said at the top of the pod, make sure to subscribe and follow the podcast on whatever podcasting platform that you guys use as your primary platform. We appreciate all the support that you guys have given us with the podcast. And also a final shout out to our sponsors, SeatGeek In The Clutch and 1771 Designs. Be sure to use those affiliate links and discount codes that we mentioned at the top of the pod to save you guys some money and help us out in the process. So with that being said, thanks so much for listening. And as always, raise up.
Raise up, baby.